SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Liberals across America taking it on the chin. Supreme Court has unanimously restored Donald Trump to the presidential primary.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty. And I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
White House lifting its last remaining COVID-19 testing requirement.
Up until now, COVID testing was still required for those who were in close contact with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses. Monday's announcement ending that requirement brings to a close the last coronavirus prevention protocol at the White House. The change is in line with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last week, the CDC relaxed its recommendations for those who test positive for COVID-19. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Shelley Adler reports on more safety issues for a giant aircraft manufacturer.
Federal safety officials say an audit of manufacturing at airplane maker Boeing and its key supplier turned up multiple instances of them failing to make sure manufacturing met quality standards. The FAA said that it found non-compliance issues with Boeing's manufacturing process control and parts handling and storage. The agency has stepped up its scrutiny of Boeing since early January when a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 as it flew 16,000 feet above Oregon.
JetBlue and Spirit Airlines ending that proposed $3.8 billion merger after a judge blocked the deal. This is SRN News. Just what are the biggest problems facing America these days?
Abortion? Racism? Moral decay? No. The latest Gallup poll finds immigration is the biggest concern for most people far and away. Number two is the failures of government and the economy places a distant third. Only 3% of respondents say they're concerned about the decline of religion, morality, and ethics in the U.S., and only 4% are worried about racial issues. Abortion didn't even make the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's attorney general filing suit accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent. That lawsuit filed by Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey based on a video from a conservative group, Project Veritas. The video is of a conversation between Planned Parenthood and someone impersonating an individual seeking an abortion for a 13-year-old. This is SRN News. Well, Saks Fifth Avenue is taking some new precautions at the country's flagship store in Manhattan. Bob Agnew has that story.
Shoppers making returns are now greeted by a camera and signage highlighting the enhanced surveillance, along with a new policy that customers must show a photo ID. The company is also looking at ways to better scrutinize packages sent back to the warehouse. To fight against a rise of return fraud, especially online, over the past 2 years, it's a problem the National Retail Federation says has been costing retailers some $101 billion a year. Bob Agner reporting.
Fire raging at an industrial facility in suburban Detroit. Officials say debris was sent well into the air and came down about a mile away. People were told to stay indoors. That fire pretty much out right now. It's not known as yet if anybody has been hurt. More details at SRNnews.com.